It's time to have breakfast around the world with the diaspora.
It is 8:38 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Every Wednesday, run about this time, we travel all around the world and check in with the Namibians that find themselves in different countries. And today, we're going to have omelette. What do they eat in Germany in terms of breakfast? I know there's a certain bread. There's a...
bread?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like bread.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe Yola's going to educate us. Speaking of which, let's check in with Yola, who's all the way in Germany.
You know what? Now that you actually mention it, maybe next time we should actually know what to order. Because yeah. I actually learned a couple of months ago that, like in China, for example, they don't have breakfast.
They have breakfast.
They have noodles. Huh. And steak and ribs and stuff for breakfast.
Yeah, I know. That's my type of place. I need to go to China. I wake up 4 a.m. ready for steak.
But no, dude, it's actually true. You actually do have like...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
True.
Let's check in with Yola.
Hello, alle zusammen. Here's Yola Hashingola, live and locked in Germany. I've been in Germany for about a year now. And if I were to talk about the differences between Namibia as well as Germany, the big difference would really be that in Germany, I'm really reliant on weather apps. At home, it's not really as accurate because we literally only have like two seasons. But in Germany, we have all four. And we have to deal with everything that all four has to really give. So specifically now in April, there's a saying in German that says, "Der April macht was will," which directly translates to, April really just does what April wants to do. So you could really be having a snowy morning with a very sunny afternoon and end off with like a rainy evening, especially in the north. The weather can get very confusing. So I would say that's the one thing, as well as the second thing that I really had to deal with was decision fatigue. You can go in the shop and you could find like five different variations or brands for bleach. And I'm really just trying to look for pine gel. These people don't have pine gel, and that really just upsets me sometimes because I'm so used to using pine gel to clean. But I finally settled, and after a year, I think I got it. I got it in the bag. what do I do for fun? Good question. I'm such a homebody, to be quite honest with you guys. But I really, because being a plant mom back home, I really try to get out of the house as much as I can. Living close to the beach, I try to go to the beach as often as I can, and obsess myself and get lost in like forests and stuff like that. The great thing about this place is you can really just get lost in a forest, but you will always find your way back out. I don't know if that sounds crazy that I like to do that for fun. And yeah, so it's literally just hiking trails. And whenever I do save up enough and get the opportunity to, I also like to travel. Germany is such a huge place. So if I know somebody that probably lives in the south, I will go to the south for like 4 days. Or if I know somebody that lives in Denmark, that's like really just at our... how do you call it? Now my English bundles are even killing me. Here at the border, it's just very easy for us to go all the way up there and just, you know, go there for like a couple of days, explore a little bit and, you know, do everything that I need to do. But the most amazing thing is where I work, I get the opportunity to go to different amusement parks for free. So whenever I do get the chance, I gather up some co-workers of mine and we go to amusement parks and go check them out, which is really, really awesome. What do I miss most about Namibia? I really want to say kapana, you know, because back home we really have the best meat, and that's the one thing they can't take away from us Namibians. But maybe just to switch it up a bit, I would say I really miss my dogs. I'm a proud wow wow mom. I miss my dogs so much because I always used to go out with them for walks and play with them and, you know, cuddle and do all of those things. And now that they're not close to me, it really feels like a void. And then the next thing I really miss is Sunday sessions. guys, people here don't have Sunday sessions. Like those really good Sunday sessions where you can sit down, have a couple of drinks with your friends and listen to some really good deep house music and just like, you know, prepare for yourself for like the working week. I miss that so much. Sunday sessions here don't exist, and yeah, I would really say that's what I miss the most. Any final words? My final words would be screw the budget and come to Europe. I'm not sure if you guys seen that meme, but if you get the chance to come, please do make your way over here. Opportunities are endless. There's enough to eat for everybody, honestly. I would also just love to leave you guys off with the fact that I have a YouTube channel as well as an Instagram space where I talk about my experience in Germany, how I complain, as well as also just put people on opportunities that are here as well. Do feel free to follow me by entering Yola Shingola. So that's YolaHashingola. That's on Instagram as well as on YouTube. But other than that, thank you so much, Fresh FM, for this amazing opportunity as well as the space to talk about this. And hope you guys have me on soon, I guess. I don't know. Bye.
Each year, we face thousands of accidents.